Hey, it's Steve Gablin, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about The Frying Pan. Back in 2012, I went on ABC Shark Tank pitching a stick figure cat drawing company and snagged investor Mark Cuban. So as a result, my buddy Justin would bring me on his show using that very real history as a setup for a gag we would play on WGN radio listeners, where I would pitch terrible, awful business ideas and inventions each week, and their callers would pull no punches at telling me what a terrible human being and a terrible thought leader I was, and it was all good fun. So I'm going through each of those old episodes. We got 50 of them, and just listening to them again. So here we go. Let's spin the fun, crazy, very real wheel and see which episode we will land on this week. Oh, this one. Yeah, some of these just get so weird. You know, we did 50 of these over the course of a couple of years. And, you know, some weeks I'd come in thinking, okay, now I have the dumbest idea in the world. Everyone's going to call us out on this being a joke. But no, it somehow, they still take it seriously. Spilky powder is the invention. It's a powder you put in your coffee that turns it into something you chew instead of something you drink. No more hot coffee spills. I'm just going to leave it there. Let's listen, see how it goes.
Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, write the line for me. I'm not sleeping and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, write the line for me. In the donkey dust of morning and I'll come following you.
New theme song for this new season of The Frying Pan. We took the Labor Day holiday off and Steve Gadlin is back. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan.
There we go.
Gadlin's the brainchild behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he does that, before he jumps into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. There it is. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence it takes to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thanks for having me, Justin. I'm glad to be here.
So did you enjoy your Labor Day holiday, having some time off?
Yeah, you know, what time off does for me is it really gets those mental juices flowing, and I'm able to think up business ideas and inventions with a whole new outlook, mm-hmm. whole new perspective. I've come back with what I think are some real winners that I think your listeners are going to like.
You had a couple of doozies before mm-hmm. Labor Day. It seemed like maybe you're running a little bit out of gas, and you came in here with a couple. Chew Alert, I remember the last one. I can't place what the last one was.
Oh, Skrates. They helped turn your skates back into a 4-inch platform shoes.
Right. Yeah, it just seemed like you needed that time. So we decided, we got together with management, with Jimmy and Todd, and said, you know what, let's give Steve an extra week.
And I didn't think I needed a vacation, and I remember fighting the time off, but I think it did me good. So you were right. You were absolutely
I'm excited,
right.
I can tell. You're awesome. Dressed up tonight. You got a strong look tonight. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, Steve, are you ready to pitch your new idea?
Yeah. Well, who out there likes coffee? And I imagine a lot of hands going up. Well, say goodbye to those hot and dangerous coffee spills. I've created, with some scientist friends of mine, a product called Spilky Powder. Now, Spilky Powder is an enzyme/bacteria that you pour into your brimming coffee, your hot steaming coffee cup. And what it does is it starts to solidify the coffee, turns it into sort of a warm, slurpy texture, a sludgish texture, without doing much to the flavor or the effects of coffee. So
what you're doing is it's taking something you'll love and turning it into a product that you can be a little more careless with. You can drive with it in the car without fear of it spilling onto your lap. It's so viscous that it really takes a good shake to get any of that stuff moving, and you have plenty of time to catch yourself.
So
Spilky powder.
Spilky.
Yes.
Spilky powder is tonight's idea. Spilky powder, which is a bacteria enzyme that will turn your coffee into a more sludgy-like material so it does not spill all over your lap when you're driving.
That's right, with barely an effect on the coffee's taste or you know, or other effects.
I was going to say, that may be one of the first questions. So
well, I'm happy to get
prepared.
Into it. If it's a question, I'm happy to get into it.
All right, 312-981-7200. You can text us there. You can call us, 312-981-7200. You can also go on Twitter at hashtag the frying pan. Spilky powder.
Yeah. You know, one of the benefits I didn't mention is you can now take a coffee mug on a bike ride. I mean, you can hold it up in one hand without worrying that you're going to hit a pothole or a bump and spill coffee all over yourself, all over the ground. You know, it really thickens up to a nice, thick, immobile sludge and makes it so you can carry that stuff around anywhere, flail your arms around without worry of maybe being sued because you burned someone.
That was an issue, yeah.
Or anything like that. So it's
and this could be something that could also have a possibility for people to purchase if they sell coffee to help change the way that coffee is presented.
Yeah, you know, we are targeting individual consumers. We are targeting industrial use. So, you know, people can, we've worked out a way to have this built into your K-cup. So once the, you know, the cup pours out, then it begins the solidification process almost immediately. So we have, you know, we sell it to cafeterias, to restaurants. Mm-hmm. We see Spilky powder as a little packet right next to your packet of Equal, right next to your packet of Sweet and Low and your sugar. It's, you know, it's going to sell at a high volume and will become an sort of an indispensable. It will change the way we drink coffee. It really will. It will be more of a chewing than a drinking. And I think that's, you know, that will again become the norm.
Well, I've got questions.
Okay.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the number. You can call, you can text, or you can go on Twitter at hashtag frying pan. I'm going to leave the questions about Spilky powder to the WGN audience, because that's what the segment's for. Let's take a quick break so we can get everybody queued up. Spilky powder, yay or nay, here on The Download. Stay with us.
Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, write the line for me. I'm not sleeping and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, write the line for me. In the donkey dust of morning and I'll come following you.
There it is, the frying pan noise that we've become accustomed to here on The Download. Steve Gadlin from Shark Tank fame. I want to draw a cat for you.com has a brand new idea to pitch to us tonight for the new season of The Frying Pan. Again, give us the elevator pitch for Spilky
powder.
Spilky
powder. I'm telling you, Justin, you have trouble with it now. This is going to be a household name in just a couple of months. Spilky powder is an enzyme / bacteria. It comes in a little sugar-style packet. And what you do is you pour it in your coffee. It starts to solidify the coffee into sort of a warm, slurpy, slurpy / sludge-like consistency. What that does is it makes your coffee less prone to actual spilling. So you can be a lot more careless with your coffee. You can drive in the car with it. You can ride your bicycle with your coffee. You can do all sorts of, you know, careless activities with your coffee without having to worry about spilling, because it's very viscous once that Spilky powder enzyme starts working on the chemistry of the coffee. You know, we liken the experience. It's no longer drinking coffee. It's really more chewing coffee. And that is a, you know, it sounds a little strange, but once you've experienced it, there's no turning back. I chew my coffee all the time now. I won't drink it.
Wow.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Yay or nay on Spilky powder. 312-981-7200. You can call in. You can text. You can also use the hashtag frying pan on Twitter. Let's read some of these texts here that have been coming in. 847, how is it on your digestive system?
Well, that's a good question. So, of course, we're talking about a bacteria enzyme. And it takes your body a little while to get used to, but we found that it actually aids digestion and that it quickens the digestive process. So, you know, I don't mean to get graphic, but if you have a bowel movement, let's say once every 2 days, once you're drinking coffee with Spilky powder, you can expect to have a movement probably 2 or 3 times a day.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you for that. 312-981-7200. 630 says Spilky powder may already exist. Nursing homes use something like it to thicken drinking liquid so it doesn't go down the wrong tube and cause pneumonia. How would your powder endure high temperatures?
How would it endure high temperatures? Now, that's I'd say, secret information. You know, we've had scientists working on this for weeks.
I think what you're saying is, will it?
Yes, it will. So this will keep your coffee hot, too. You know, it's not going to speed up the generation of the heat at all. And actually, you know, it keeps it warm and makes it a little more solid than the stuff they use in hospitals. Now, in hospitals, you still end up drinking the drink. And those chemicals don't withstand the high temperature. But Spilky powder, specifically designed for the hot coffee drink, and really makes it something you've got to chew on for a while to get down.
So it's really about the chew.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's one of the pleasurable side effects of Spilky powder.
So 815, there's a lot of, you said you put this together with some of your scientist friends. We don't do it like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? There's no lifeline, so hopefully you have the information. But there's a lot of science questions.
Okay, sure.
815, how does the bacteria stay alive in the packet? Bacteria does not live in dry and closed spaces.
Yeah, so it's not so much a dry enclosed space. You know, we call it a powder, but it really is sort of a moist. If you picture, if you've ever been to a swamp and you look at the film of water right at the top, right near the shore, it's more similar to that. So these are like a foil packet, and it is a little bit of a liquid mossy texture to it. We call it a powder because we feel people understand that. And they're used to seeing things like salt and sugar and creamer as powders.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's keep going here.
Sure.
What if a kid opened a packet and put the powder in their mouth? 630's got that question.
Yeah, well, that's something we don't recommend. So what that would do is it would actually instantly solidify the saliva and cause sort of a foam, rubbery, thick substance to grow in his mouth. And if he's not ready to start chewing and swallowing quickly, it will very quickly fill his mouth. You know, it's not something we recommend. So while kids may want to try that, we'd encourage parents to tell them no. That is, it's not for you. This is only meant to be poured into tall cups of coffee.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're getting a lot of texts here. Okay, let's hello. This is a very polite person. 847. Hello. I shouldn't assume, but I will. I would think this could work for beer, especially when trying to catch a foul ball at a baseball game.
Now, that's a great idea that I had actually thought of. That is something we're working on. You know, a very good idea. I had thought of that very early on. And one of the issues with that, you know, the powder we're dealing with now works best with high temperature liquids. So the product we're working on for beer is not quite ready, but that's definitely something we will be introducing to stadiums as a way. Yeah, exactly. That's the exact idea I had, a way for people to hold on to their beer and not worry about, you know, suddenly thrusting their hands out to protect themselves from a foul ball.
Right. Okay. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going here. Let's see. I want to drink my coffee. I don't want to chew it. That's 312.
Yeah, and that's a fair assessment. But again, there's a trade-off. If you want to drink your coffee, you also have to be very careful with it. You have to be careful not to spill it on yourself or someone else. And I bet, you know, we say we don't want to chew our coffee because it's something we've never done before. But once this person tries putting Spilky powder in a mug, I have a feeling their idea might, you know, their opinion may change on how enjoyable it is to chew through their coffee.
So really, this is a product that would have us chew coffee.
Well, if you want to put it like that, yes. Right. But for the trade-off of being able to be a lot more careless with your drink and a lot safer. You know, we talked about, this person texted in a question about kids. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, if you've got kids, the last thing you want to be holding while you're changing a diaper or, you know, caring for a child is a hot mug of instant third-degree burn. Okay,
yeah,
now
right.
How about...
Nobody wants that.
Right, how about a mug of a refreshing, warm, sludgy, caffeinated mixture that you can, you know, it's not chewing like you chew a steak, it's more chewing like you might chew curdled milk.
All right, let's go to Jordan. Jordan, you got a question, and I had a question about as well. Jordan, welcome to the download. Frank, yay or nay on Spielke powder?
Yeah, I was just...
Oh, we're losing you.
Yeah, I was just curious on how you spell it.
Oh, okay, thanks. There you go. How do you spell it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So powder, of course, is P-O-W-D-E-R. Spielke is S-H-P-I-L... K-E-Y-I. Spielke powder.
So there's a Y and an I?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You need to work on the spell. No one's going to know there's a Y and an I in that.
But we had the domain with just the Y was already taken, so we added an I on the end so we could get the .com.
Let's go to David. David, welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay on Spielke powder?
Well, I'm a salesman, and my first idea is it sounds great, but the problem is, how are you going to get that last drop out of the cup? I mean, do you have like a push pop type cup that you're going to need to put this in, or are you going to have something that almost keeps constant pressure on it and you could squeeze it out then?
That's
are you
going
to have a different cup?
David, thank you for that. That's a great question. Like a push pop.
Yeah. Now, I think we're overestimating how solid the drink is going to get. Of course, nobody wants to dig through a pudding style coffee. It solidifies the way a Slurpee might solidify or curdled milk or something like that. So it shouldn't change the way you drink it. You can still pour it into your mouth, and it will flow out of the cup a little slower, more like a hot tar would flow out of a mug, if you had a mug of hot tar. So, you know, there's we can market special cups for it, but I don't think that will be necessary. I think people will just have to develop a new level of patience with their coffee drink. Now, one thing about Spielke powder is the longer it's in the drink, the more solid the drink does become.
It does.
So we do ask that people try to quickly drink it, or they will run into the issue where they'll have to go get a spoon or a fork, you know, fork and knife to try to, you know, carve it out of the cup or the mug.
Talking with Steve Gadlin here on the frying pan. Let's take a break for the news. When we come back, 312-981-7200 for Spielke powder. Essentially, a powder that helps you chew your coffee to avoid the hot spills. Right, that's pretty much the idea. Chewing your coffee, a powder that makes it warm and sludgy so you can avoid hot spills.
Mm-hmm.
312-981-7200 or the hashtag frying pan. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, write the line for me. I'm not sleeping and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, write the line for me. In the donkey dust the morning and I'll come following you.
Ooh, I like the new theme song here on the download. It's the frying pan. I'm your host, Justin Kaufman. I'm in studio with Chicago entrepreneur, innovator, inventor, Steve Gadlin. Steve Gadlin won on Shark Tank. I want to draw a cat for you.com.
Mm-hmm.
He got a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings his new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to WGN Radio. And that has not changed. Tonight, another doozy, Spielke powder.
Yeah, Spielke powder. This is, you know, hey, say goodbye to coffee spills is what I'm telling people I run into now. It's a powder. It's actually a bacteria/enzyme paste. That you mix into your coffee, and what it starts to do is solidify that coffee into a nice, soothing, warm, slushy consistency, a really viscous, tar-like beverage, so that you're no longer in danger of accidentally tipping over a mug and spilling your coffee, your hot coffee on something or on a child or a pet.
Right.
You know, it makes coffee a much safer drink.
And
to
this
carry
has
around.
Been an issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw the woman years ago who sued McDonald's.
That's
so this
right.
has applications that could be for both the seller of coffee or maybe even the consumer. So
yeah.
You can go either way. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This guy's been waiting patiently on the line. Let's get to him now. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the download. Frying pan, yay or nay to Spielke powder?
Well, first of all, this is not solving really any problem that needed to be solved in the first place. Uh-huh. Secondly, I have much more of a chance spilling this coffee on me while I'm mixing this powder crap into my drink. Also, the consistency is revolting. I don't think, in fact, I guarantee you, no one is going to want this at all.
I'm going to ask Paul. Yeah, Paul.
Paul, stay on the line for a second.
I want you to go back to the time before bubblegum was invented. Now, how many people do you think looked at bubblegum and said, "Oh, I'm going to want to put this weird rubbery thing in my mouth and chew on it for a while"?
Right.
But it became very popular.
Paul, what do you think to that idea, bubblegum?
You're talking about something completely different. You can't even compare it. I mean, this is, it's a horrible idea.
All right.
I mean, imagine taking this powder and then pouring it, taking the lid off your coffee, pouring it in the cup, mixing it, then putting the lid back on. Also, imagine the liability of some idiot or child opening up a packet, taking its sugar, and then putting it in their mouth, and now it's dead.
We did go over that one a little bit already.
Paul, thank you.
Thank you for your advice there. The advice is to really go back to the drawing
board. What he described was the same motion that you do when you put creamer or sugar in your coffee. You take the lid off, you tear open the thing, and you pour the powder in. You know, and how many kids are dying from accidentally opening a sugar packet and pouring it in their mouth? Very few. So I don't think that would be an issue with this either. I don't think people do that.
Well,
you know?
It's probably happened. But all right, you know what? Okay. 312-981-7200. Like I said, a couple people waiting here. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the download. Frying pan. Spilky powder. Yay or nay?
Thumbs down.
Yeah. That's a real bummer.
One of the things is you got to get some more positive images. The thought of chewing on curdled milk makes me almost want to vomit.
Right, I said that too.
Describing it as a drinking tar also is not very.
But it doesn't make you vomit, so that's an improvement.
I wouldn't
want to
drink tar.
No, that's a good point.
Well, I'll say these aren't images we are trying to woo consumers with. These are the images we are trying to woo investors with. And I think investors hear these words, tar and curdled milk. They don't want to vomit. They start seeing dollar signs. So, of course, as we go to market, you know, we will think of more appropriate metaphor, like warm Slurpee or, soothing hot chewable ooze, things that really will inspire a consumer to be hungry or thirsty. Right now, we use the curdled milk and tar metaphors just to really make sure our investors understand where their money is going.
815, is this FDA approved? If not, I say absolutely, I'm in.
Well, okay, so FDA is tricky here. We do have FDA approval for some alternate use for the product. This is actually the bacterium enzyme in Spilky powder is actually already used medically to cure yeast infection. So what we're doing is just suggesting an alternate use for it. And I'm not sure if that requires FDA approval.
Because you already have FDA approval for the
product has
other
FDA
application.
Approval. Yeah,
right.
For that other application. We're just saying, look what else you can do with it. So, we haven't looked into that too deeply, but I'm pretty sure that's
815, can you come up with a liquid donut to dip your chunky coffee into?
That's great. I wish we could. Hey, if you can come up with the liquid donut, then you'll make more money than I will. So
let's go to Margaret. Margaret, you're on the download. Frying pan, Spilky powder, yay or nay?
Well, I just think it's the most disgusting thing I've heard of. If you like a good hot cup of coffee, decent coffee, and I want to tell you, I'm a coffee drinker. I'm also a tea drinker, but I used to make coffee with grinding my own beans and making it in the pot without the percolator thing or you'd actually put the egg whites in it to make the ground settle towards the bottom in these big old-fashioned turn-of-the-century coffee pots. And that makes pretty darn good coffee, and I got that from one of the girls I used to work with.
Huh, that's interesting. That's a good idea.
Used to use that at the family. But
you,
like
wouldn't chew, you wouldn't chew your coffee? Margaret, you wouldn't chew your coffee?
I would never put that in any liquid. It sounds, it's not going to sell. It's just ridiculous. Coffee is an American staple, and people love a good hot cup of coffee or two or three in the morning.
Yeah. All right, Margaret. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it's probably not as much American as European.
Colombian,
things like that.
Yeah. So, you know, she raises some good questions. And again, I think this is the same thing we see in any industry. We are taking an old way of doing something and making a new way of doing something. And which way survives? It's always the new way. It's always the new way. How many kids are watching television today, and how many kids are watching content on their iPads and iPhones?
Right. That's a good point. If you had said you watch television at your will on this little machine, people say there's no way.
That's what I grew up doing. And I tell you, I grew up drinking coffee, but now I'm ready to look into the future. Bob Dylan said the times are changing, so it's time to chew your coffee.
414, would it work in hot chocolate?
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't work in hot chocolate, and I wouldn't suggest ever getting it near anything dairy-related, because the way this particular enzyme responds, you'd have a big mess and possibly poisonous fumes. So, no, we do not suggest to use it with hot chocolate.
Yeah, I'm looking for another text here that asked a question, and I'll find it. I'll paraphrase for the texter, but the question is, does it have any other applications? Could I use it for industrial uses around the house?
Well, of course, we mentioned the medical use, the medical application for it. And in terms of using it industrially, again, that's nothing we condone. We are marketing this specifically as something you drop in your hot coffee to turn it into a thick, delicious curdled sludge. To prevent spillage. This is, you know, while it can be used to caulk, while it can be used to declog certain types of drains, not metal ones. Again, metal is another material that will create a caustic solution, so you don't want it to touch metal. But while it can do all of those things, what we really recommend it for is putting it in your coffee to help prevent spillage.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Spilky powder, the idea from innovator, entrepreneur, I'll stop short on visionary. You got to get a couple of ideas under your belt.
Okay.
First.
Okay.
Steve Gadlin, 312-981-7200. Would you buy a product that would help you chew your coffee? 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Read some of the more off-color text that came through.
Okay.
Stay with us.
Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, write the line for me. In the donkey dusty morning, and I'll come following you.
So download here on WGN. That sound usually means it's time for the frying pan. Entrepreneur Steve Gadlin, innovator, inventor. He won on Shark Tank. I want to draw a cat for you.com. He's got a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he gives his ideas to Cuban, he brings them here first, yay or nay. Tonight, kind of a resounding nay, unfortunately.
I'm hearing a lot of nay question mark. You know, people have questions about it. They just, again, this is people not experiencing the product or afraid to try something different. So, you know, once this goes to market, I'm hearing a resounding yay.
So Spilky powder is essentially a powder that turns your coffee into a sludgy consistency so you can chew it.
Well, okay. Everything you've said is true, but the purpose of Spilky powder is to allow you to be a coffee drinker in more situations because your coffee won't spill. So you can take your coffee, you know, out surfing if you want to, or while you're riding a skateboard or a bicycle, or while you're changing your child's diaper and sharing a moment with them there without the danger of spilling hot coffee on yourself or on someone else, which is not just painful, but could end up in costly lawsuits. Yeah. So, yes, it does make your coffee chewable, but at the trade-off is you are suddenly liberated to be a coffee eater anywhere you want.
773. You said not to use it in milk, right? But what if you use milk in your coffee?
Well, you won't with Spilky powder. No, okay. You can't.
708. If I wanted to chew my coffee, I'd just buy coffee-flavored gum.
Well, but that's not actually coffee. this still, you know, coffee flavored gum, unless you're going to pop it in the microwave for a minute, is not hot. This still is a hot.
It's still warm.
Yeah, it provides, you know, about 80% of the experience of drinking a hot cup of Joe. It just adds chewing to it.
Okay.
You know, it's still your coffee. It doesn't taste like your coffee anymore. The enzyme and the bacteria adds a high level of acidic bitterness to the flavor. But in every other sense, you still have the aroma. Well, a modified aroma. You still have the, you know, the sensation of something going down your throat.
Right.
And then that caffeine buzz that we all enjoy.
773 says, it seems that you took an industrial driveway sealant and mistakenly applied it as a food additive.
No, this is this originally has medical purpose as a medication that cures yeast infection. So not an industrial sealant, mm-hmm. I assure you that. That's nothing we'd use to put in your food.
Okay, 312-981-7200. I'm queuing up some of the stuff that, you know, usually we skip, and I like to give it to you at the end of the show because I think that it's good for building confidence and understanding how your product pitches are going over on people.
Sure.
But first, let's go to the phones so we can get some people who've been waiting a while, and I apologize that we've been so sporadic. Glenn, you are on the download. Frying pan, Spielke powder, yay or nay?
I think it's a big yay. And I think people are missing other applications.
Hmm.
You know, if you mix it with a little jelly, you could put it on your toast, eat it that way, or maybe mix it in with pancake batter, and you could have, you know, coffee-flavored pancakes.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like you're reading my notebook, Glenn. These are all ideas I've had, and they're great ones.
Thanks, Glenn. That's great. Let's go to Irene. Irene, yay or nay on Spielke powder?
Questions. Is he aware that the soap detergent company who started packaging their detergent in little colorful packages was sued by many parents whose kids started eating that? And is he aware that if I decide I don't like this beverage that I have mixed, and it's not completely mixed, and I poured down my copper pipes in my plumbing, is it going to release a poison and destroy my plumbing?
Thanks, Irene. There's a lot of questions about when you're supposed to use it and when you're not.
Yeah, you know, I'll say we don't think kids are going to eat it. You know, I guess we don't control every kid, but I can't create a product that's 100% safe for 100% of the people 100% of the time. And I challenge you to find someone who can. And yeah, if you do pour this down and you have copper pipes, it will release a poisonous gas. But if you're ready for it and you open a window and stay out of the kitchen, you should be fine. We recommend not spilling it out, you know, maybe spilling it out into your plants or into the soil outside, at least 10 yards from any livable area in your home.
Michael says, Michael on Twitter, Michael Harvey says, can it be used to stop blood in an emergency situation?
Possibly, but again, that's not an application we can endorse. But maybe down the line, you know, try it. If you're in a situation like that and you need to stop blood, I'm not going to stop you from using our product.
Let's go to Jay. Jay, yay or nay on Spielke powder?
Well, I first want to know, is it usable in zero gravity, say, like at the International Space Station?
Sure.
That's a great question, Jay. Thank you.
And it's also, you know, if you're up in the space station, something you'd like to know is that there is Bluetooth connectivity with the product, too. So if you've got a smartphone, you'll really enjoy the added functionality that brings to the experience.
All right, let's go to some of the texts that weren't so favorable. My favorite part of the frying pan here. 630 says, worst idea I've ever heard.
Okay, fair.
630 says, well, they're going to eat you alive on Shark Tank.
Well, they didn't. In fact, Mark Cuban invested in my stick figure catcher and company, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
It looks like you're out of bad
text.
No,
I'm not. There's a lot of them. I'm just trying to see which ones don't use swear words.
Ah, I see.
Let's see here. We'll go down to... all right, keep going. Steve... You know, it's a 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just tuned in and I heard the word Spielke, and it made me think of the Yiddish word Splickens, which I believe refers to having a loose stomach. which is what this idea is giving me. Steve, is it too late to say don't give up your day job? Lastly, why don't you pitch the idea to Donald Trump instead?
Okay. Unfortunately, it is too late to tell me not to give up my day job. It's a transition I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I was really kind of banking on this one. I pitching to Donald Trump, that's an idea. He's another investor, but I think he's a little tied up in a presidential campaign right now. In terms of the similarity to the Yiddish word, I don't know what to say. Again, every noise is a word in some language. So okay. What can you do?
847 says, terrible idea, never try it.
Okay.
779 says, what are you people on dope?
779.
I don't know what that is.
Where is that?
Let's see. You must have pudding for brains. That's Sue in Glenview.
Okay.
630, is this guy on meth?
Okay. No, I'm not on meth.
Let's see. This one here is, this guy is worse than, this is 630. This guy is worse than the named reusable toilet paper guy, which is you.
That's the same guy, yeah.
Yeah, and then he says, your show is a joke.
Okay, well, so. I mean, that was also another one of my ideas, so I can't be better or worse than myself, sir.
Did I read this one? Sounds yucky.
No,
I didn't read that one. 312's got, I want to drink my coffee, not chew it. Keep drawing cats.
Okay. And well, I will. I'm saying this isn't, it's not chewing in the sense of chewing a steak. It is like chewing a Slurpee, a warm Slurpee.
And 773 says, have you taken any of these products that have received nays over the last few weeks to Mark Cuban?
No,
what was his response?
Not yet. I haven't brought any of these ideas to him. I'm waiting for a resounding yay from the WGN listener. And I tell you, I don't know. Again, I think the only thing people are going to say yay to is if I invent a box that makes free pizza and cake spit out of nowhere.
All right, Steve, you're getting defensive.
Here, my invention is ice cream for everyone all the time.
All right. Might be a good place to end it, Steve.
Okay.
Strong showing. You did your homework. You did some research.
Yeah. We had scientists involved this time, so
You could tell.
Yeah.
It didn't work out in your favor.
Nope, that's
fine. Big nay for Spilky powder.
Okay.
But I like the idea. I do like it. I think Pete agrees. We like the idea of chewing coffee. I think it just needs a little bit more work.
Patronize me, Justin.
All right. There it is. Steve Gadlin, innovator, entrepreneur. I should say, I wouldn't say visionary. I'd say, I was going to say work in progress.
Okay.
Thanks for being here on the Frying Pan. We look forward to talking to you next Friday night.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
I think we had a real winner there. All right. That was Spilky Powder. Hey, thanks for listening. Please subscribe. We're going to do this every week till we exhaust all 50 of these ridiculous episodes and inventions. Next week's going to be a fun one, too. Of course, how would I know that? Because I haven't spun the wheel yet. But I bet it'll be good times. Hey, subscribe and stuff. Tell your friends. And, leave some feedback or a comment or something on iTunes or whatever you do. But I appreciate you listening. Take care, y'all.